Thank you, brother. Matthew chapter number 27. And read you a verse real quick to show you that what we saw tonight, this centurion, he was a real man. This centurion that, again, at the end found out that Jesus is the Christ, he was a real soldier. He was truly someone's son. And he truly found salvation. He saw the truth. And the words are found in Matthew chapter number 27. Look with me in verse number 54 of Matthew chapter 27. The Bible says this, "Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God." The Bible says the same thing in the book of Mark in chapter number 15. I can read this to you, or you can turn there, Mark 15, and in verse number 34 in Mark chapter 15, it says, Mark chapter 15, verse number, lost my place there, where am I at? What is it? 34, alright. Mark chapter number 15, 39, there you go. And the Bible says, "And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God." Even in the book of Luke, and look one last time, in Luke chapter number 23, in Luke chapter 23, and in verse number 47, Luke 23 and verse 47, we see what else the centurion said. The Bible says this in Luke 23 and in verse number 47. "Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man." Now we wrote a story tonight, and we told what a story could have been with this centurion. But what I do know is this centurion was real. What I do know is this centurion found out. He went to the cross a sinner, an unbeliever, but he left believing that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is a righteous man. And I want to just consider what he said that night as he was standing there around the cross, and praise the Lord that he saw the truth and he realized something that day. He realized, number one, that Jesus truly is the Son of God. He said it repeatedly, truly this was the Son of God. Now, at the point when he said that, he had watched Jesus die. But I can add this tonight and just change a little bit of what he said. Truly, this is the Son of God. You see, Jesus arose from the grave, and this is the Son of God. Jesus is a very unique person in history. He is unique in who he was. He is no ordinary man. He did walk upon this earth, but he was different than you and me. Different in this aspect, he never sinned. He never faltered. He never had a bad thought. He never let his words slip from him. He is unique in that he is holy. He is unique in his person. He is the God-man. He is Jesus. He is the Son of God. He is unique in his position. There's never been anyone like him on the face of this earth. And he, and only he, was able to be the sacrifice for our sins. Because all of us, every other person that's ever walked upon this earth, we all have a sin problem. We all have a debt to sin. We all have come short of the glory of God. We all deserve the wage of sin, which is death. And Jesus is the only one. He is unique in the fact that he was different than all of us, and that even though he took the form of a man, he's God. And the blood that flowed through his veins was not like our blood. It was holy. It was pure. It was spotless. It was untainted. He is unique in who he was and in his position. He's unique in his power. This is the Son of God. He can do anything. He can do all things. There's never been one mightier than he to walk upon this earth. He is able. There is nothing that is impossible for God. He is unique in His purity. And I could go on and on and on tonight to tell you what made Jesus so special, what makes Him so special even as I speak tonight. But hear me, the centurion said it. This is the Son of God. And when He went on that cross, that was no other man. There was a thief on His right, a thief on His left. These men deserved to die. They had committed their sins. But that man in the middle, he deserved nothing. He is innocent. He was pure. And when He went to the cross, He did it for one reason. Because He loved us. And He knew our penalty for sin. And what I tell you tonight is this, that Jesus went to the cross, and He's the only one that can pay for our sins, because truly, He is the Son of God. And only the Son of God could pay for our sins. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior, I want you to know that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins. He took that death upon Him. He paid for our sins so that we could have salvation. And you, my friend, if you will simply believe that, yes, I'm a sinner, but Christ died for my sins, God be merciful to me, a sinner, I choose to believe in Jesus Christ, you can have salvation too. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the Son of God. I want you to understand that He is. That's the only way to heaven is through Jesus. And that centurion recognized it that day. Truly, this is the Son of God. I want you to consider something else this man said. He said, truly. That may not mean like much, but listen to me. There's a whole lot of messages out there. There's a whole lot of voices out there. There's a lot of people preaching a lot of different things out there. And I don't care what titles on the front of a church. I don't. Those things, listen to me, have what counts in going to heaven is if you preach Jesus. Because that is the truth. There's a lot of lies out there, a lot of deception. There's a lot of people that are out there, a lot of different religions out there that are teaching that if you accomplish these certain things or pray this many prayers or get baptized in or get sprinkled with water or being good. And there's some who teach the abhorring all pleasures in life. And there's so many different things and lies and deceptions out there. But there's one truth. And the only truth is Jesus Christ is the way to heaven. There's a lot of different stories out there. But when that centurion said truly, he found out something. He had thought some other things. He had believed some other things. He had heard a lot of things. But he found out what the truth was that day. And I'm thankful for the day that I realized what the truth is. I'm thankful when you know something's true, praise God, you can trust it. Praise God, you can stand on that. Praise God, you can accept that. And you can live according to that because it is the truth. He found out that Jesus is the way because He's the Son of God. He found out that this was the truth. You know what else he found out? Is there in Luke in chapter 23, he said, truly, this is a righteous man. He found out that day what life is all about. I love Luke chapter 23 because the Bible says when that centurion saw all this, you know what he started doing? He started glorifying God. He started praising the Lord. His life went from being a centurion, a rough man, a man that ordered people around and abused other people with that power. But then the Lord changed his life that day and he found out that this is a righteous man. And the first thing he did is he starts glorifying God for this. Because he found out what life is all about. The righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he praised the Lord. And that day at the cross, not only did he praise God, but he found peace. Found peace. This is a righteous man. This is the Son of God. The day that we realize that Jesus paid for our sins and we trust on Him and we put our faith in Him, the Bible says that we have now peace with God. You know, we were at one time at enmity with God. We were at one time in opposition to God. You say, well, I've never fought against God. When we said no to salvation, we were at opposition with God. But praise the Lord for the day we got peace with Him. Amen. And that centurion found it that day. He praised God. He got peace with God because the Lord that day gave him his righteousness. You say, how do you? Because that's what happened to all who put their faith in the Lord. The Bible says that all of us are sinners. True? All of us are sinners. And our sin demands this penalty. And the Bible says, he who knew no sin, because he's the Son of God, became sin for us. That's the only way. When he was on that cross, and as was depicted in the play, while Jesus was hanging on that cross, the sky went dark. While Jesus was on that cross, literally graves were opened. Literally the ground began to shake. Literally the temple veil that stood there, a thick curtain, would separate that man could not approach God. And that veil was there. It was rent from the top to the bottom, which humanly is impossible, but God removed the separation. Now all of us can approach God because Jesus paid for our sins. And all those events truly happened for one reason, to show the world that this is no ordinary man. This is not some criminal. This is the Son of God. And that day while he was on that cross, all of our sin was placed upon him, and he became sin for us, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The moment that you say, yes, Lord, I believe, God's righteousness covers all of our sin. So that a holy God, when he looks down upon us, doesn't see the sinful creature that we are. He sees the holiness and the righteousness of his Son. Isn't that awesome? I mean, I've done this 100 times, but Micah, come here real quick, right? All right, here's Micah. Micah's a wicked sinner. Right, Eli and Caleb? Oh, yeah, come up here, right? Now, you understand, Mike is a good guy, but he's a sinner. And when you look at him, you see sin. That's who he is. That's what he's done. But the day that Micah said, Lord, I believe on Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died for my sins. The Lord that day took his righteousness and covered him. So that when a holy God looks down upon Micah, he doesn't see a sinner Micah. He sees the righteousness of his Son. And all of us that are saved tonight, that's how God sees us. We are covered in the Lord's righteousness. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. Thanks, man. All right. You can have that righteousness on your account as well. You see, that centurion found out, John chapter 14, verse number 6, just days before all the events happened on the cross, Jesus looked at his disciples. You know what he said? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know what that centurion found out standing there at the foot of the cross? Truly, this is the Son of God. Truly, this is a righteous man. You know what he found out? He's the way. And it is the truth. And God gave him life that day. Have you received that?